The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
I heard from Zach, and he wanted to get his buddy Logan for his birthday. So I called him from the place they always go and get their pizza and let him know that, Logan, you are abusing the take-a-penny tray.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, looking for Logan.
Speaking.
Hey, Logan, this is Dom from Sojo's.
Pizza place?
Yeah, you come in here every once in a while.
Yeah. No, I come in there all the time. I love you guys' pizza.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that. We're just reaching out to a few customers. We had some problems with our books, and I actually had a forensic accountant come in and look over our books and alerted us to a small issue.
Uh-huh. Okay, what does that have to do with me?
Are you familiar with the take-a-penny, leave-a-penny tray that we have at the register there?
Yeah. I know that take a penny, leave a penny. It's at a bunch of businesses.
Yeah, a few of our customers have been abusing the take a penny, leave a penny tray, and you are on the list of people who take a penny without ever leaving a penny.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll take a penny, but, I mean, there's no like written rule that you have to leave a penny. The whole point of the take a penny, leave a penny tray.
It's more of a common courtesy, and, you know, it's, I mean, it's a penny. It's Honest Abe. It's right there. It's Abe Lincoln, Honest Abe, and this seems a little dishonest.
Okay, well, I mean, you just said it's a, you know, it's a courtesy. It's not like a law or anything, so I think I'm allowed to take as many pennies as I want.
You know, that's where it becomes a little bit of an issue, because our forensic accountant had alerted us to this, so we've cross-referenced all of our receipts, and it seems like you owe us quite a bit of money, and we wanted to touch base before this became more of a problem. This is still a misdemeanor.
I owe you money for the take a penny, leave a penny tray?
Well, once you total them all up, I actually asked up and down the strip mall, too. We went and got some of the security footage and passed your picture around. It seems like you're the guy, the dry cleaner next door, the convenience store, the Chinese food place. They all say that you're coming in there taking a penny and not leaving a penny at any of them.
Yeah, because it's just, it's free money that people are leaving out on their counter. You know, we're allowed to take it. It's not like I'm breaking any rules or laws or anything.
Again, with that entitled to take the penny without leaving the penny. It's a take a penny, leave a penny. And you're really leaving
I've
out the leave a penny part.
I've left a penny before, okay? It's not like I've never left a penny. I think I've left a quarter sometimes, too, which is like 25 pennies. So I'm paying back.
Well, we really do need you to actually pay it back. Otherwise, we're going to have to post your picture right on the wall of all these businesses to kind of alert people that you are not a leave-a-penny kind of guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, unless you want
to... You're going to put my picture and try to, what, shame me into leaving pennies?
Well, if that's what it takes, because you're obviously flaunting the take-a-penny, leave-a-penny system.
I'm not flaunting it. I'm not walking around town with all my pennies. I put them in my change jar at home, and every once in a while I go to the coin star and I cash out.
Well, we've totaled up from our forensic accountant. It looks like you've used that take-a-penny. You owe us about $642.13. So I don't know what you've got in that jar.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I'm not paying you $640. That's insane.
Well, it'll keep it off your permanent record, you know, because it's still a misdemeanor larceny at under $1,000. So, you know, we would have to get the authorities involved in this history of abuse.
You're gonna get the police are going to get involved in this now?
Well, it's at that amount. Yeah, it's really not a good look, you know?
God, this is insane. This is crazy. I can't believe you're charging someone for taking from the take-a-penny, leave-a-penny tray? This is...
It really seems to be the leave-a-penny part that's the sticking point with you.
I've left a penny, okay? Go back. Your security footage, cameras, I've left pennies, okay?
That's not what your buddy Zach told us.
Why would Zach try to sell me out like this?
Actually, Logan, Zach called me, Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell buster, Logan.
Oh, my God, dude.
Zach just wanted to say happy birthday.
Oh, God, I'm going to kill him. Jeez.
But, you know, maybe leave a penny every once in a while. That'd be great.
Yeah. No, I've left pennies, all right? He's a liar. Zach, you're a liar. You're there.
We can help you get him back when it's his birthday, too, okay?
Please, thank you. I got some dirt on that guy.
All right, thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show. Happy birthday, man.
All right, thanks, dude.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.